Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the crybabies. The crybabies. We all know that babies are known for one thing, if they're not known for anything else, and that is crying. As soon as you bring the newborn from the hospital, and for probably about the next 2.5 years after that, that baby is going to cry at least once or twice, sometimes three times, every single day. And obviously, my friends and neighbors, there are some parallels, because you expect as the baby gets older for the crying to decrease. And then once that baby goes off to school and beyond, then the crying stops altogether. So by the same token, in the spiritual life, we're also growing up. The Bible outlines in 1 Peter 2 and 2 that as newborn babes, we should desire the sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby. However, as we get older in Christ, then we have a mandate, and the crying should be eliminated from far and large. Remember, the Bible says in Ephesians 4 and 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from us with all malice. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should put away a lot of those things, including the crying. Well, ironically, as Christians, the same things babies cry about are the same things that we often cry about as well. And when we learn how to overcome and how to teach others to do the same, we grow up and help others grow around us. Can I outline just a few reasons why babies cry? There are only three main ones. When you think about why do babies cry, ask yourself, why do babies cry? First and foremost, because they're hungry. When a baby gets hungry, you are looking and they start crying. Parents are looking for bottles and milk and baby food and you name it, because they know that food will calm a baby down. Well, in this Christian life, my friends, we're hungry for a lot of things. We're hungry for success. We're hungry for peace. We're hungry for joy. We're hungry for life. We're even hungry for righteousness. And the Bible tells us in Matthew 5 and 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. Now, there are some other things that we're ambitious about. You may have goals and dreams and plans and a burning hunger to accomplish those things. Let's not sit back and expect those things to fall in our laps, because the Bible tells us in Philippians 4:13, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Then we discover in James 1 and 22 that we should be doers of the word and not hearers only. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can't sit back and expect to cry and get our way every time we want to accomplish and advance in life. No, my friends, we don't need to protest. We need to do. Remember, the Bible says in Psalms chapter 1, verse 3, that we will be blessed in all that we do will prosper. He says we'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and whatsoever we do will prosper. But the key is we've got to do before prosperity comes. How well are you working, my friend? Are you complaining and crying about what you don't have or what you don't need or what you want? Are you crying harder or trying harder? I challenge you to cry, to try harder, to build relationships, to create new ideas, to use your gifts and abilities. Don't cry harder, try harder, and things will come. Believe, do the word of God, and it will come to pass in our lives. What's another reason that babies cry? Well, babies cry because they're messy. Yes, my friends and neighbors, babies will soil their diapers, they poop and they do the one and the number two in their diaper, and it gets stinky and messy, and they just lay around and expect someone to come and clean up that mess. Well, as we get older as saints of God, we've got to graduate from expecting someone else to clean up our messes. Remember, the Bible says to us in Isaiah 1 and 16 that we should wash ourselves and make ourselves clean, that we should put away the evil doings from before the eyes of the Lord. We should cease to do evil. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to put those things away. They don't happen overnight. They don't happen magically. They happen by us taking initiative to clean our own messes. The Bible says in 1 John 3 and 3 that we should purify ourselves even as Christ is pure. We also see in Hebrews 12 and 1 that we should lay aside every weight and the sin that easily besets us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got the power to clean up our messes. What mess have you made, my friends? Are you walking around like that baby with that diaper that's dirty and expecting someone else to clean it up? Or are you saying, saying, you know what? I don't, that God has given me the power to wash myself and make myself clean. I'm not going to sit back and hope that it happens some kind of other way. I'm going to do it myself. Now, it's another reason that babies cry, my friends. They cry because they're sleepy. You know the song, Rockabye Baby on the Treetop. The song was sung to help a baby go to sleep. Babies need to be rocked and patted on the back and sung to and supplied with a nightlight and a blanket and a comfortable crib just so they can go to sleep. And ironically, babies don't do a lot of work, but they sure do sleep a lot. In this Christian life, things are different because, you see, we have or are encouraged not for sleeping purposes, but for rest. See, there's a difference between sleep and rest. If you've ever driven down from one city to another, say you're taking a road trip, you've got two options. You can stop at a rest stop, which pulls you over to the highway and keeps you on your journey, or you can check into a hotel. If you check into the hotel, you're going to sleep. If you pull over at the rest stop, you're going to rest. You're going to close your eyes for a little bit, and then you're going to get yourself together, and then you're going to get back on the highway. Well, remember, the Bible tells us in Matthew 11 and 28, when Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Yes, my friends and neighbors, this life is about resting, because our purpose is like a caffeine. It's the purpose in this life that God has given us is like 5-hour energy. It keeps us awake. It keeps us moving. That's why Jesus said, "Foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." He was committed to the mission. Are you committed to your mission, my friends? Don't get tired. Don't go to sleep on what God called you to do. Don't sleep on the promises that he made to you. Remember, the Bible says in Galatians 6 and 9 that we should not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we don't faint. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we all know it. And you know Isaiah 40 and 31 that says, "They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength, will mount up on wings as eagles, will run and not be weary, we will walk and not faint." Yes, my friends and neighbors, we're growing up. We don't have to be crybabies any longer. We can be mature in Christ. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.